Universal basic income. No strings attached. What would you do with a lump sum of free money every week? Some people would work less and spend more time with their families. Others would go back to school, start a business, or write a book. Instead of using it to make ends meet, some would undoubtedly spend it on drugs and alcohol. Is free money an invitation to idleness? The idea of government-funded universal basic income, UBI, is not new. British philosopher Bertrand Russell and author Virginia Woolf both supported the idea over 100 years ago. In the 1960s, many minorities agreed with Martin Luther King, who called UBI the solution to poverty. With an aging population and the rise of automation, the basic income debate is experiencing a third wave. Governments in Switzerland, Finland, India, and Canada have tried or have considered piloting basic income programs. The looming decline of the job market due to technological advances such as machine learning and artificial intelligence is forcing governments to weigh their options. Driverless cars alone are expected to drastically affect unemployment rates. At the 2017 World Government Summit in Dubai, Tesla CEO Elon Musk predicted that some form of basic income will be a necessity in the near future. Despite this recognition, Musk voiced concerns about the lack of self-worth people might have when they're no longer defined by their jobs. Perhaps the greatest concern about basic income is affordability. Offering financial security to every citizen comes at a much higher cost than current welfare systems, where people have to apply and qualify for aid. Could Bill Gates be onto something? Instead of taxing the rich, Gates suggests taxing companies that replace employees with robots.